And we had yesterday spent the entire day talking about when a person claims Pesach Basuach Matzasi, that his wife was not in fact a Basula, or he doesn't claim about the blood, but he claims Stam that he found an opening. So is it Rabbi Elazar had said that Neman La'usralav, he is believed to make her usher to him, and Shmuel had added at the end of yesterday's daf that even Neman Lavsida Ksubasa, that he's even believed to make her lose her Ksuba. So that's what we're talking about, and that's what we're picking up with at the top of Yud Amud Aleph, the first word. That is, we're continuing off. How could that work, right? How could we believe these guys? Guys, one aid, well, how are we believing him to Eve again? If he wants to be a Shavi Nafshe Chatikha de Yisur, he wants to make her usher to him, fine, people can do that. We find that elsewhere. But to make her lose her Ksuba, right, why in the world does he believe? So Itzmar was said, Amar Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Chachamim Tikna Lam Dov Nes Yisrael, Lebsula Masayim Ula Mana Mana, that Chachazal were Metakein, that the Ksuba is 200 zuz for a besula and 100 for an almana, v'im him inuhu, and they also, right, in the same vein, right, they believe the man to say shem amar pesa pasuk mitzazi nema, that he is believed. So Gemara says very simply, okay, I don't understand. In Cain, if that's true, ma ho'il chachamim b'taknasim. If that's true, the Chazal believed everybody who said that pesa pasuk mitzazi, so what is the point of the ksuba? A guy could just be like, ma, she wasn't a besula, I don't have to pay my ksuba. So what's the point? So Amarava, so the reason we're going to believe him, and this is the kicker, this is the point. Amarava chazaka in ad torech besuda umafsida. We have a chazaka that we assume that a person is not going to put in all this effort, as we pointed out earlier, the Masefta, right? A person, 3 days, he would prepare food for the suda, put in a lot of money, a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of food. Right? A person is not going to go through that trouble just to say, I'm not interested, right? A person would, if he wasn't interested, he'd just give her a get right beforehand. Right, just divorce her, just get rid of her beforehand. Right, you can go through all this trouble to marry her, then all of a sudden, oh, she wasn't a basula. The person doesn't plan. That's not the grand, elaborate scheme a guy needs to go to just to get rid of a girl he decides he doesn't like. So Pasha says we're going to believe him because right, we have this competing chazaka. The guy's not going to be mafsid his own wedding for no reason. Okay. Tanya will end it. Again, I'm talking about a little bit more about a ksuba. Holu kanas chachamim who lo tigva elam in izibora. Since it's a kanas chachamim, we'll have to, Gemara will immediately ask, what do you mean it's a kanas? Kanas literally means a fine. But okay, let's just assume, since it was decreed by the chachamim, this ksuba, the fact that the husband, we don't want the husband to just divorce his wife's time for no reason, right? So we made there some sort of obligation to pay her and to support her and give her a ksuba, but since that's a rabbinic takana, so he's only able to gather from the ziboris. Now this is a phrase that you find in Sefer Nezikin. If you look at Rashi over here, mina ziboris imbasa ligbos ksuba. So if she comes to collect her ksuba, right, and the guy has three types of fields. We have something called idis, which is the best type of field. Ziboris is the middle type of field, and is the worst type of field, and benonis is the middle type of field. So any yochel lo martin leidis or benonis, she can't say, give me the best two types of fields, right? What they would do back in the day, again, they wouldn't always have 200 zuz. It was a lot. So they didn't have that money lying around. It's not like nowadays when we have money in the bank, etc. So they would associate a field. Let's say the guy owned three fields, right? They would associate, or a part of the field, they would associate a part of the field as the ksuba, that if he divorced her, she gets that part of the field. So she cannot claim that she can get the best type of field. Again, just to illustrate, right? Obviously, it makes a lot of sense that a person would prefer, if he's getting 200 zuz in the ksuba, they would prefer to get the best quality 200 zuz, right? Again, if you can imagine, right? Obviously, if the field is the best type of field, so let's just try to use round numbers here. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to do out the math a little bit. So let's say it's the best type of field would be 200 zuz would be, let's say 100 square feet, just a random example. The middle type of field would be 200 square feet, and the worst type of field would be 300 square feet. So again, all of this stuff has to be worth 200 zuz. The value is not changing, but how much of the good quality land, right? Obviously, the best quality field is going to be a smaller size than the lowest quality field. So we assume that people would want the smaller amount of the better quality field that produces more produce or it's more fertile, etc., etc. So since this is takana, is the rabbanan in nature, she only gets the least valuable of his field. So you have to give her, let's say, 300 square feet of the lowest value field that would end up being the same value as the other fields, but that would be the 200 zuz that she's shy. So Gemara immediately says, "Knasa, what do you mean, my knasa? What fine is there here? Usually, a fine implies that there's some sort of wrongdoing. Right? A guy gives his wife a get, it's not great, but it's not usser. So what kind of knas? So Allah emal ho over the knas rabbanon who lotik be elam nizibor. So Gemara says, yeah, okay, fine, just get rid of that word knas, since it's the midra rabbanon, right? She collects from the ziboris. Actually, Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's daraisa. Gemara says, 1 second. Rav Shimon Gamliel, really? That's what he said, it's daraisa. Gatani with the daraisa. Kesef yishkol kamar habazulos shehizek kamar habazulos amar habazulos kazeh. There we're talking about both cases where if a man either seduces or rapes a woman, so he has to pay her, chamishim kesef, and the Gemara is gzeir shava, that both of those are the same type of payments, right? Even though you don't have all the exact words by all the cases, it's both of them is chamishim shekel kesef, and that's the they have that gzeir shava over there. So mikan samcha chachamim l'ksuvas isha min haTorah. Meaning that it has to, and the phrase, the reason they say it's kemohar abasulos, right? So that you see, right, that it has to be shkolim, right? It has to be proper kesef. So again, that's what I say. Since they said kemohar abasulos, just like the ksuba, the version, quote unquote, get, right? So that you see that's from the Torah. So Meshim Gamliel Omer Ksuas Isha Ina Medivri Torah Medivri Sofer. Meshim Gamliel says it's not actually Medivri. So that's just in Smachta Bahama, right? It's just Medivri Avana. So what do you mean that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that it is midaraisa? So the Gemara says simply, yeah, ipoch, okay, why don't just reverse the shitas in that second braisa? And if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the one who says it's daraisa, and the Tanakama would be the one who says it's darabana. So Gemara says, okay, but maichas da fakta basraisa ipoch kamaisa. Well, what do you mean? Why are we switching this braisa? Why don't you switch the previous braisa that said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said it's daraisa, right? Again, we had the whole back and forth also, that it's darabana. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says daraisa, right? So why don't we switch that one? So Gemara says, because Hashemina later, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Damar Ksuba Sisha Midaraisa. We have another place where we found that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Ksuba is Midaraisa. The Tana is another Mishnah in, later on, towards the end of the Masechta. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Nosin La Mimos Kapotkia. Right, that you have to, if the case over there, right, is that they got married in Kapotkia, and then the get was given, right, in Eretz Yisrael. So he has to give him, right, the 200 zuz has to be from the Mos Kapotkia, which is a better type of coin, and that's Pashas because it's Midaraisa, right? Again, as we said before, if it's Midaraisa, you have to give her the best type, you have to give her the Idis, you have to give her the best type of currency. So therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, right, that if you see over there that he has to give her the best type of payment, so it must be that he holds his Daraisa. Vibosema, or you could say, another way to understand, is that really the second braisa, right, is kula Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Really, it's entirely Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Isn't there machlokas, whether it's daraisa or the rabbanan? So the Gemara says simply, v'chisuri mechzara, v'achiketani, right? It's missing some words. Really, should have said the following. Mikan samcha chachamim l'ksuva z'isha min haTorah, that a ksuva of right, chazal were metaking by the ksuva of isha from the Torah, meaning that's where they got it from, but it is daraisa for a basula. Ksuvas almana ina midivri Torah l'midivri sofrim. But for almana, so that's midir abana. Shema Shema Gamliel, or ksuvas almana ina midivri Torah l'midivri sofrim. Because that's what Shema Gamliel said, that was midir abana. That the ksuv of an almana, right, that is midir abana. Okay, fine. Right, again, the Tosis over here, right, if you, right, Chazal already talked about it, so what do you, how do we hold like? Where is that Tosis, the top Tosis? Right, if you look at the language of the ksuba, Tosos seems to imply that it is midaraisa. Right? We throw in that word, the chazilichi midaraisa. Right, again, that's if I'm not mistaken, that is the minhag of Ashkenaz, but I'm not sure what the Sfardim do. But okay, either way, and again, the tachlis is that you could get around the lashon in the ksuba, right? May not necessarily be kovea either way. Okay, fine. Vayter. Ahuda also the commander of Nachman. They sit in front of Rav Nachman, right? There was a guy who came in front of Rav Nachman. Amar le pesach pasuk matzazi, right? You said, sure enough, right? I found an opening. So Amar le Rav Nachman, right? Maybe something that I have not mentioned yet, but the obvious shaila is, right? How does he know? What have you been up to, my friend? How would you have any idea? So Amar le, and that's what Rav Nachman was onto. He said, Asbuchu kafri mivrachta mivrachta. Right, give him. Sorry, mevrachta chavitale. Right, give him. I'm sorry. No, that's not. I read that poorly. Azvu kufrei. Right, meaning give him malchus. Right, give him malchus because mevrachta chavitale. Because the mevrachta, if you look at Rashi, zonos ha'ir hazos sheshama mevrachta must be that the prostitutes of mevrachta have been hanging out with this guy. Right, obviously, how else would he know? Right, so give him malchus. I have Rav Nachman who the Amar mehemen mehemen. So, Mehemen. I was Rav Nachman, one of the ones who says that Pesach Pasuach Matzati, we believe him. Mar says, yeah, Mehemen, right, we believe him, but we must be a Kofri, but we whip him, because we believe him, but how did he know? So, Sigmar says, Rav Chai, Meshani Khan, Bebochar Khan, Benosri. So, Rav Chai said, no, no, no. It depends. When do we believe him? When do we whip him? That's when he's a bacher. But when do we believe him without whipping him? That's when he's a nasoi. That's when he's already married. So yeah, Taka, he would know what he is talking about. Okay, so we have a couple of stories like that as well, with a similar situation. Right, guy came to Ram Gamliel, said, check it out. I found out my wife was not a bezula. Amalei. Shema Hatisa, right? Maybe he said, maybe you angled yourself, right? If you remember from Shmuel, right? It's a person can angle himself. Maybe you just angled, and that's why it felt like that, right? Emshal l'chamashal, I'll give you a mashal. The ma'ad amar domna, what's it similar to? Adam shayim halach beishon laila va'afela. A person's walking at night, can't say anything. So hita mitzala pasuach. If he kind of angles himself, he can kind of get his way in the door, right? If you can imagine that the door is blocked by something behind it, let's say there's a chair behind the door. So if you kind of get an angle, right, you can kind of sneak into the door. But below heat up, if you don't, it's a mitzala null, so you find that the door is locked. As we said, so he didn't necessarily believe him. He said maybe there was some sort of angle, so and therefore that's why you felt like it was a pasuach. Ikadami, or some people say, the halacha amalei. This is what Ram Gamliel said back then. Maybe you did it on purpose. And you got to rip out the desha usually means grass, but it doesn't mean grass. It means like you ripped out the door and the mantle. Right? And Emshal Chamashal, Amad Avodom, El Adam Shehu, Malach Bishon Laila, Vafila, Hita Bemezid, right? Matzo Pesach, Lo Hita Bemezid, Matzo Nol, right? Again, if a person needs to do it on purpose, or he needs to get in right, sort of to that angle, right, it'll end up being locked. But it could be that since you came in at an angle, right? It could be that there was some sort of you took off the besulim without there being any pain or any whatever, and it felt like it was a pesach pasuach. Okay, Ahud also the commander Ram Gamliel again Bar Rebbe. This is perhaps a different Ram Gamliel. I'm not sure. Okay, either way, Ram Gamliel Bar Rebbe. Amar Lei Rebbe Baalti Velo Matzasi Dam. He said there was no blood. So Amar Lo. So she said, and so the girl apparently was there, right? We haven't had the girl's claim yet, Beferish in the Gemara, but the girl was there. She said, Rebbe Besula Yisi. He said, what do you mean? I was a Besula. So Amar Lahem, he said, Aviu Li Oso Sudar. So they said, bring me that Sudar, bring me the sheets. So Aviu Li Sudar, they brought him the sheets with Shor B'mayim, and he soaked it in water, the Kivsu, and he washed it. Umatzal Lav Kamati B'damim, and he found mingled with the semen, so he found some blood, right? It was, as Rashi says over here, mechusum b'shech hazara, it was mixed with the shech hazara, Baruch Hashem, and Amar Lo, he said there, leich zechei b'mekecha, meaning go bizocha with your mekach, with your acquisition, right, with your new marriage, he gave them a bracha, right? Much atzlacha. Right? Amar Lo, hu namar brei d'rava, yiparzaka l'ravashi, so he said there, Rav Huna said there, hu namar said to Ravashi, Anna nami navichachi. So why can't we do that? Why, apparently they couldn't do that in Parzaka, I guess. So Malay said to him, Giyut shalanu kikibas shalahem, right? Because our giyuts, our let's say dry cleaning, right, is like their washing. Meaning to get to that point, right, they would have to. If you look at Rashi, shem meim yafim, right, lechaves, right, and basically they would have to. They would have to use. Oh, the Gemara just explains in a second. The Gemara neavid giyutz me'avrele chumrasa. And if they would get to that level of clean, they would need a stone to press against and kind of apply pressure to the clothing, and that would have removed any signs of blood or zera or whatever. Okay. Also, the commander Ram Gamliel bar Rebbe. Another story. Amar Lei Rebbe ba'alti v'lo matzasi dam. She said, "We had bia. There was no blood." Amar Lei Rebbe adayim besula ani. And the girl said, "I'm still a besula." So Amar Lei is aviu li shtei shvachos. He said, "Fascinating story." He said, "Bring me two shifchas. Achas besula, achas beula. One who was a besula, one who was not. Aviu lo." They brought him two maidservants. Right. Shifcha kananis. Voshivin al pi chavish shel yayin. And they sat on top of an open barrel of wine. Be'ula, or the woman who was not a besula, right, recha nodev, right, you could smell it, the wine from her mouth. But besula ain't recha nodev, right, a besula, right, you couldn't, because Pasha says she was closed up. So avzu eshiva, so sure enough, after they did that, they tested that actually worked, right, they brought this girl, and they did the same test, v'lo hay recha nodev, and they found Right? Again, sure enough, she was a basula, right? The wine, you couldn't smell the wine on her breath. So Amalau, he said, Leich zechei b'makecha, b'makechecha, right, go enjoy your purchase, meaning, you know, Baruch Hashem, that you guys have a bizocha, right? Everything's fine, or she's still a basula, etc. The Gemara just asks, obviously, right, the obvious question is, why didn't he do that with the girl in the first place? V'nivdok meikara, begava. So why didn't he check right with the girl straight away? So Gemara says, Gemara ha'yishmina le'ba ma'isa lo ha'va chazi. Because he had heard of it, right? He had heard the test, but right? he had never actually done it. The sovereign, he thought, right? Maybe he thought that maybe right, he didn't really know exactly what he was doing. The Milsa Shapir wasn't able to do it so well. Right? Again, if that didn't work, he's going to look like an idiot, right? He's going to look like a fool, right? He's going to be big bizoyon, right? To tell her to sit, the pasha says without underwear, to sit on the over in a bottle of wine. Right, it wasn't mechavah to do to that girl. So right, so then who was Rabbi Gamliel? And Gamliel Bar Rebbe wanted to make sure to try it on Shifra Kananis first, and sure enough, it worked. So then he was confident enough to make that test. Who the also the commander Rabbi Gamliel Azake? This is Rabbi Gamliel Azake. Right. So Amalo in the story said to him, Rabbi Balti Bilam Tassidam Amalo Rabbi Mishpachas Durdekioni. Right, different claim now. Right, there was a Bila, there was no blood, and she said, I'm from the family of Durkati. Right, she'in lahem lo dam nidav lo dam besulim. Right, they don't have any type of blood. Right, there's no dam besulim. So bother Gamliel b'kavosel. He checked out her family. Umatzik etivra. Sure enough, that's her family. So Amalo, he said lech zechei b'mekachecha. Right, go Baruch Hashem, have a bizocha in your acquisition. Right, be ashracha shezachit l'mishpachas dordeki. Ashracha that you married such a wonderful woman. Right, and you married into this family. Dorkati. What is this? Dorkati? So Dorkatua means a generation literally that's cut. Right? Again, Rashi says because there's no bleeding. Right? Again, it's harder. Right? If you know anything about biology, which I know very little, but when a woman menstruates, so it kind of renews right, the eggs inside of her uterus. That is a very elementary statement, but that's the idea. So it kind of almost refreshes. Right? Enables her to have kids again. If you don't have that cycle, so it must be much harder. Right, to have children, so that the Chora, they called it that family because it was a generation that was going to be cut off because they weren't going to have hopefully some kids, but not many kids. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Tanchumim shel hevel nechamo Rabbi Gamliel lo soish. Actually, he gave him tanchumim of hevel, meaning a fake tanchumim. Right, the Tanya Rabbi Chia, because Rabbi Chia said, "Veshem she seor yafel isa kach damim yafel leisa kach damim yafel leisha." Right, just as yeast is good for the dough, so too blood is good for a woman. Again, the same idea that again she will be able to have kids, right, with the new cycle. But Tanya Veshem Rabbi Meir, I call isha shadavim marubim banam marubim. Right, if a woman bleeds a lot, right, she'll be able to have more kids. Right, again, the same idea as we've been saying. See, it's Mara who said, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Zechib b'mekachecha. And so they said that's what he said, that meaning based on this, that sees that it's hard for them to have kids. So one of them says that Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba says that Rabbi Gamliel gave them bracha, meaning a shracha that you married into them. And Rabbi Yossi bar Abba Amar Nischaiv b'mekachecha. Amar Le, I'm sorry, that really Rabbi Gamliel said to them, no, you should be chayev, meaning not you should be chayev, but it's not a great marriage, but okay, but you're chayev in the woman that you married. It's not so good for you. So the Gemara says, Bishlam adam is chayev. I understand the one who says it's not a great marriage, Shetahinu Rabbi Chanina. Right, that's what Rabbi Chanina said, right, that it would be tough for them to have kids. El madamar zocha, my zchusa, but what's the zchus? That in marrying such a woman, so the Gemara says, "Lo asi l'de safik nida," because you'll never have an issue of halach hilchos nida. Hilchos nida is complex and very serious. Well, if she doesn't bleed, so then she's never going to have those shilas. So on one hand, it's not so great because it's hard for them to have kids. On the other hand, but you never run into such complex and potentially serious halachic shilas. Who does it? Made the Rebbe. There was a chasam who came to Rebbe and Amarle. Rebbe balti v'lo matasi dam. Right, another story. Right, I didn't have blood. And Amarlo, Rebbe adai besula yisi. And the girl says, no, I was still a besula. Shnei betzores hava. So the Gemara says it was actually a time of a famine. Right, we know Rebbe was famously wealthy. So what did Rebbe do? Rebbe shepneim shchorim. He saw their faces were dark. Meaning they were black. They were not that the people were black, but their faces were black from lack of food. And tzivalem v'chnisum l'merchatz v'chilum v'hishkum v'chnisum l'cheder. Right, he gave them food, he gave them drink, they got washed, Right, they went, he brought him into, get a room, as I say, got him a room in a hotel. Brought him to Matzah, slept with her, and then sure enough, there was blood. He said, Leich, Zechibe Mekechacha, right, go Bizocha, right, in the woman that you married. Kari Rebbe Alev, and Rebbe said, Safar Oram Al Atzmam Yavesh Haya Ka'etz. Right, that they become dry as wood, right, when a person doesn't have any food, right, that's a Pasuk in Echa, which we'll read in a couple of weeks. Mirt Hashem on the holy Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av. Okay, new Mishnah. Let's do the Mishnah and a little bit of the Gemara. Basula, ksuva samasayim, velmana mana. Right, a basula, as we said, the ksuva is 200 zuz, and then almana gets 100. Basula, almana, grusha, the chalutza, mina erison. But let's say the first marriage for this woman, right, ended after erison, right, either, you know, she's still a basula, if she's an almana, she was divorced, it's a chalutza, etc. So ksuva samasayim, right, she still gets 200. And then also, on the other hand, right, the husband can say, hey, this woman is not necessarily a basula. So Gemara says, my almana, what's the word? Almana? Amar of Chana Bagdata, almana ashem mana. It's because she gets almana. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Almana min erison, my kilamimar. Well, if a woman is widowed, but she's still an erison, well, she gets 200. So Gemara says, okay, I did the karele almana, right, anami karele almana. So, okay, so just like, since most almanas, or after Nisuin, so we'll call this one an almana as well. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Almana, the word almana appears in the Torah. Right? We're telling me that we said, if you remember Namad Aleph, right? We said that an almana gets a mana in her ksuba, therefore she's called an almana. The Torah calls an almana. Right? Almana, Ugusha, right? It talks about a Kohen, can't marry, etc. Right? Almana, the ksuba, be'oraisa, mike lamimar. So what are you going to say about an almana that's written about in the Torah? Kumar says, the Asidin Rabban and the Metakne Le'mana. But yeah, it's based on what Chazal would eventually be Metakane for her to have an Aksuba. Gemara says, Mikasav Krala Asid. Does the Torah do that? Right, for the future, right? The Torah writes things based on what's going to happen in the future. Gemara says, in, yeah, sure it does. Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, V'shem Anahar Ashlashich Hidakal Hu Olech Gid Masashur. Right, the third river in Gan Eden, right, it flowed to the east of Ashur, Vitana Rabbi Yosef, Ashur is a Sileika. And Ashur is not Assyria, but it's Sileika, right, a city that would have been built later. Umi Hava, right, it wasn't there. So Ella Dasida, Hachanami Dasida. So it's saying because there's a place in Ashur, right, or either Ashur or Sileika or whatever. So that's what the Torah said, right? It called it based on that. So two over here, they called it an almana based on the mana. Okay, now that we talked about Rav Chana by Data, we're going to have a couple more mamarim of him. We're not going to do all of them today, but let's do a couple more. Vam Rav Chana by Data, Motar Mashke Marve Umizabel Umaadein Umamshich. That matar, that rain, is Mashke, gives water. Marve is also kind of like gives a lot of, makes it very wet. I don't mean water. Obviously, water is wet, but means there's a lot of when the soil is filled with water. I forget, or okay, whatever the word is in English. Umizabel, it helps with the fertilization. Umaadim makes it shiny, makes it all look beautiful. Umamshich, and allows it to grow, allows the ground and the grass, etc., to grow well. Amar Rabbi Bar Rabbi Yishmael, Vitema Rabbi Yerim Bar Shlemia. My crow was a pasuk. How do you know that pasuk? Right, that supports all this. Right, Talmea Ravet Nachas Gedudea Berivim Tumo Gagna. Right, Simcha Tevarech. Right, okay. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Mizbeach Meziach Umezin Umechaviv Mechaper. The mizbeach also does these things. The meziach that is it kicks out or breaks apart. It's talking about chait. Mezin, it gives hazana solom kulo, it gives sustenance, as they say. And mechavev, it makes kosh baruch hu chuvev, lachbov is to become dear to someone. Mechaper, and obviously atones for sins. The Gemara says, hainu mechaper, hainu meziach, right? That's why I said it's the same thing. And meziach uproots sin, right? And so too is mechaper, atones for sins. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, meziach zerus hu mechaper avonos, because it uproots evil decrees, right? It's mechaper on the chatayim of Am Yisrael. Okay, fine, I'm going to stop here. We'll go back to the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. Have an easy fast and a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.